This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
1720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
Hey, everybody. The role of Patty Vasquez is now being played by Patty Vasquez. I'm talking about myself in the third person. That's not creepy at all, Vivin. Welcome, Patty.
Hello. I had an event that was previously scheduled, and I want to thank John Hansen for stepping in for the first hour of the show. By the way, sign me up for that app where I can narc on my neighbors.
Oh, come on. No.
And also, okay, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Rocky, and I think Rocky will have some thoughts on that as well. But yes, and also, when you said mandatory recess, I thought, are we making the kids do recess? Or are we making the schools have recess is the question. You can't, I mean, are we forcing, I know. Of course there should be recess.
Yes.
That's just
what is going on?
I don't know. A bunch of recess has its origins in the Greek language. Is that, can you look that up for me?
I will. I'm sure it does.
They don't want to do recess no more?
Oh, there's a lot of schools that have eliminated recess, Rocky.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's so important.
It is.
There's no way.
You gotta burn off. That's like your mom going, go out and play, right? Like you got to go burn off that energy.
Well, but it's a difference between your mom saying, go out and play, and saying, get your ass out of the house, I think is what they're saying. Is the difference.
Yeah.
We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Joining me is comedian Rocky Laporte. He and I are performing at Greenhouse Theater on Thursday for a wonderful fundraiser for our friends at ChildServe, along with Dwayne Kennedy. And I want to tell you a little bit now, Rocky, I think you would, I feel like every single time I hang out with you, we talk about baseball. Is that accurate?
Yeah. And we got some baseball. And football, too.
And football?
Yeah.
A little bit of football. Well, I want to welcome my friend John, who, and now you're the owner of the Pistol Shrimp?
I'm the owner.
You're the owner?
I'm the owner and the
head coach.
Oh, you're the owner and head coach. You're like, you know what? I'm going to do it all. I'm going to buy a team, and then I'm going to coach it.
And I'm going to put Rocky in charge of first and third defense.
Hey, I like that.
I like that very much. Tell us a little bit about the Pistol Shrimp.
Great. Thank you. It's a summer woodbat collegiate team, and the way we kind of frame it is, after the collegiate season, all the college guys go off to play summer ball.
Right.
And the most famous league in the country, if everyone thinks of the Cape Cod League, that kind of immediately comes to mind, all college guys going on to play summer ball. We play in a league called the Prospect League, which is the old Central Illinois Collegiate League. It's been around for back to the 60s. It's been rebranded and named the Prospect League. So there's 12 teams in the Prospect League. We're the newest team. We play at a Benedictine University in DuPage County.
Okay.
So our name is the DuPage Pistol Shrimp. And as you can imagine, we get a lot of questions about where the name comes from.
And a lot of teasing. I'm guessing a little bit of teasing.
A little bit of teasing, but it's actually a pretty a fun story from our perspective, because I can promise you, 12 months ago, I couldn't tell you what a pistol shrimp was. Today, I can bore you to tears on what a pistol shrimp is. It's actually a real creature that lives in the sea. We'll
and
talk
a
little bit about that.
Like a pistol.
Yeah, and the reason it gets that name, it's interesting, is because, first of all, it looks physically very strange from a typical shrimp because it has asymmetrical claws. It has one huge, huge claw. And the way it gets its prey is it literally has a hammer that comes up and snaps down and shoots out an air bubble.
Oh.
And you can fact check me on this. It shoots out an air bubble that goes 62 miles an hour, and there's a cavitation bubble that snaps down behind it. It stuns its prey. And
that's how they get them.
That's how they get them.
So it's both a baseball team name and a crash course in marine biology.
Correct.
And excellent. I like that.
And I'm hoping if anyone from the Shedd Aquarium is listening in, they can help us out and verify some of the pistol shrimp knowledge.
Well, bring some shrimp up here for us.
Well, I don't know. Do you eat the pistol shrimp? Because it seems like they just want to go out and have a wonderful season of baseball in their inaugural season.
Yes, it's our inaugural season, and we're really excited about it. The feedback from the fan base has been awesome. In fact, part of it, frankly, is the work of our media partners in coming up with the pistol shrimp name, because, you know, when the league said, hey, you gotta pick a name that's not trademarked by any minor or major league baseball, hockey, da-da-da-da.
Nobody's going to protest against it.
No one's going to protest against it.
Did you have a PC panel? Like,
we did. So So
if you're bad, a bunch of people show up in shrimp costumes protesting. You're making shrimp look bad.
Yeah. So, you know, and with all due respect to the Wildcats and the Huskies, there's enough of those that we felt were out there. So in our polling with kids and folks that we think are going to come to the game, that just overwhelmingly continued to pull better and better. So once we wrapped on a name, got a stadium, then it's a matter of putting a roster together and going from there. So
this is by the way, we're talking to John. How do I say your last name? Jackimick?
That's really well done, Jackimick. Yes, that's how I was taught to pronounce it growing up. Anyway,
you seem almost dumbfounded by someone getting close. And by the way, the listeners are like, "Wow, Patty was just complimented for getting close to a name." I often get names horribly wrong.
You nailed it. When I first got married, my wife and I were off on our honeymoon for the first time at the airport, and she was when the page went calling Ann. And then there's that pause. She stood up and looked at me and said, "This is my name for the rest of my life."
Oh,
isn't
boy.
It?
So, yeah.
But you did a great job.
You get a lot
you
of variations.
Thank you, Patty.
I paused right before and went, "How would I want to hear this name?"
It's funny when your wife goes, "How do we say our name again?"
Yeah, she committed to that.
She did.
And is she also a baseball fan?
Yes, she is, actually. I would say she's growing it. Yeah, it absolutely helps.
Yeah.
It absolutely helps.
So you grew up, I'm guessing, loving baseball. Did you ever think that you would be in a position where you'd be coaching and owning your own team?
No and no. You're right. I grew up loving baseball. I grew up in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
My dad was a high school baseball coach. I played baseball all through high school. I actually was recruited to play football in college. So I played football in college, went out for the baseball team at Dartmouth College. And in those days, Dartmouth had a really, really good baseball team. Guys, Mike Remlinger, who pitched for the Cubs, is a good friend of mine. In fact, Mike's the reason I don't play baseball. Like, I had a batting cage against Mike, and, you know, it was game over. No, so then it's like, I got to call my dad and let him know my baseball career is over. Thank you, Mike Remlinger.
Couldn't just lay down a bunt, you know, just stick the bat out there just to build your confidence up, you know.
But I loved baseball. Mm-hmm. Had a great time while I was playing it. But when I got out of baseball and had my own kids, started doing what a lot of dads do, coaching Little League when it's time to give back. And then through that, started coaching high school baseball, travel baseball, and really, really enjoy coaching and player development and the in-game competitiveness and really helping guys that want to play at the next level, whether it's making a Little League All-Star team or making a high school team, to help baseball players reach their goals.
We are hanging out with the coach and owner of the DuPage Pistol Shrimp. It's a Benedictine University, and that's where you guys play, is at the sports complex over there.
Correct.
So you collaborate. So are you part of Benedictine University, or?
We're not. We're using the Benedictine Lyle Sports Complex. We're renting that for our home stadium. The Prospect League, all the games are played at night except weekend games. So where we're located, that's a stadium that has lights, so we can do all of our crazy
Catholic
promos.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
It'd be funny if you had like a priest on first base, like coaching first base. You got a monk behind home plate calling balls.
Sometimes we wish priests were involved.
We got to pre-screen our batting practice playlist with the university before we hit the play button.
Yeah.
Now, and you also have some sponsorship involved. So you've got some companies around the area that are getting behind, because there's something about spring and summer when you get that you know, the bases out there, you're out on the field, the smell of the fresh cut grass. So a lot of companies want to get involved, don't they?
A lot of companies have gotten involved. We definitely have room for more. We've got a couple of great sponsors. Home Run Inn stepped up very early on to support us, and that's been awesome.
Mojo's shrimp place.
Mojo's East Coast Eats is coming up with a pistol shrimp sandwich for us. So it's the response from the community, Patty, has been awesome. Whether it's small businesses all the way on up to the big companies like Home Run Inn. And it goes a long way to helping us, because these are all amateur players, so they can't get paid or they lose their amateur status. We put them up with host families. But the schedule itself is we're playing 60 games in 70 days.
Wow.
So we're on buses. We're on buses a lot. Exactly.
Wow.
So. I know. Rocky and I just did the numbers in our head. Okay, if we were in DeSmet, Iowa, and then we had to be in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what route would we take?
We did, when we, I did why not? Yeah. Comic Standing, we did, it was a 3-month tour. I think we did, I don't know, like 78 cities in 90 yeah. or something. It was brutal.
Yeah.
That's rough.
The Pistol, yeah, it's a grind. The Pistol Shrimp, they're playing 60 games beginning May 30th through mid-August. You can go to DuPage, hold on a second, you can go to DuPagePistolShrimp.com for ticket information and find out more about their games, or if you want to sponsor, want to help out. It's a great way to enjoy the summer, go out and watch a game. We'll talk more with our friend John from the DuPage Pistol Shrimp when we come back. Yeah. Rocky Laporte in studio with us as well, and we'll find out more about the great games in DuPage and the show that Rocky and I have coming up. The senator was supposed to hang out with us tonight, and I think you intimidated him. He's been doing a lot of bad dad jokes online. What? And then he started watching your videos. He's like, maybe I should stop. I should stop doing that. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. And the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by. You know, Rocky, it's a shame when people who aren't even behind a microphone want to tease me about my appalling lack of musical knowledge. John Harris is in studio, a wonderful friend of the show. And a friend of mine who knows that I have an appalling lack of musical knowledge. You're not familiar with this situation, are you?
You told me the last time.
He just goes out. He goes, "Hey, Patty, this is Eurythmics," and of course, I have to show that I wasn't completely in the dark and say, "You're right, Annie Lennox."
Hello, look at that. Boom. That's good. Right.
I'm right maybe 1 out of 20 times. That's
Who's in the Archies? Name one person in the Archies.
In the Archies?
Yeah, you got to know that one.
Who are the Archies?
Oh no.
I will tell you that. Well, how about this, gentleman?
Start easy.
My friends in studio. We have in studio the owner and coach for the Pistol Shrimp. We have John, and tell us your name because I'm not going to get it right the second time.
Jackamick.
John Jackamick is in studio with us, and Rocky Laporte, who's performing on Thursday at the Greenhouse Theater, along with Dwayne Kennedy and me. It's a fundraiser for Child Surf. So, name the five immortals to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
The five what?
Immortals. The first five that were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Babe Ruth.
Uh-huh.
Ty Cobb.
Yes.
Hank Greenberg.
No. No. There's,
Lou
he's like,
Garrick.
He's like, Honus Wagner. Honus Wagner. Lou Garrick. Say Honus Wagner. Maybe Christy Mathis.
I was told there would be no math.
Walter Johnson. Yeah. Yeah.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah, it's funny because one night I had a listener text and they couldn't believe that I could name all of the Chicago Black Sox. So I grew up in a household where like baseball was my dad had this baseball Bible and knew every stat, every player. I mean, the Delahanties all the way back to the 1890s. So I grew up loving baseball. Also as a girl, knowing that I was, you know, I could play for fun. And I love that you have the Pistol Shrimp. You give these guys an opportunity when the season's over in college. They can still play all summer. They can keep their skills up. They can be seen by maybe some of the, you know, the scouts.
Not maybe, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, most of the guys, the average attendance in the league is 1,100 people a game. So for most of the college kids, those are bigger crowds than they'll ever play in college unless they're
more than the White
really,
Sox
really
making more than we get.
Yeah. Deep into the playoffs. So yeah. but speaking to your upbringing with baseball, even though we play out of Benedictine, which is a very modern facility, the bulk of the teams in the Prospect League really play in older, back-in-the-day stadiums. You know,
right.
Danville and Hannibal and a lot of great old kind of one-horse town where the whole town comes out to support the baseball team. So,
well, and that's the thing. Old-time baseball was year-round. You know, there was that's where they had the barnstormers.
Yeah.
Right? You had to, you know, keep it was a way for the big names to get out there and keep playing and also draw out the crowds and keep the excitement going for baseball. I mean, that's really what we're all trying to do is, you know, not just hold on to the glory of what's so great about the sport, but, you know, keep the energy going.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so where are these guys coming from? All over the country, all over the world. What do we got?
Yeah, they come from really all over the country. The way we structured the team by design is the roster size is 32. So the idea was let's try and find at least half of our roster from kids that are from the Chicago area, whether they still play at, you know, we've got a couple of kids from Benedictine and North Central College in that area, but we also have a lot of kids that are from the area but play on other programs, other programs around the country. And then the other half of the roster are kids really from all over the country. We've got, you know, kids from Grambling State, Richmond, University of San Diego, San Jose State. So they really come from all over the place to do it.
The first time I played baseball, I got two hits. I got hit in the leg and I got hit in the head. Hey, good night.
When my dad taught me how to crowd the plate and lean in because
really?
I couldn't get a hit. Yeah, yeah. It's when they start throwing harder in Pony League. You go, you know what? I'm gonna learn how to swing this bat over here. This thing. Tell us why it's the wood bat league rather than. I mean, we've been talking about this week actually when it comes to softball and using only wooden bats.
Yeah, it. The reason it's done in the summertime is because the players that play in these leagues have aspirations beyond college. So if they're going to be seen by pro scouts, pros like to evaluate them with the tools and equipment that they're going to use at the next level.
Yeah.
And it works well for the pitchers as well, right? Pitchers that like to pitch inside with today's composite bats, a lot of those jam shots still end up resulting in hits. But you put wood in a player's hand, it's a broken bat or a shattered bat or weak ground ball. So it's more of a reflection of what they think they will project at the next level.
Well, the Sammy Sosa cork bat. Right? Remember that?
Mike Remlinger saves it. Mike Remlinger has that bat.
Grab that bat.
Yes.
Smart guy.
Yes.
Grab that.
Holy cow.
I do love this. So we were talking earlier about where the name comes from. The pistol shrimp, which is the world's deadliest animal.
That is correct.
And they fire a super hot bubble bullet from the massive claw to stun its prey. So there.
I like popcorn shrimp. Is that anything similar?
How about the bang bang shrimp?
Is there shotgun shrimp? Since they have pistol?
No. They're small, right?
Yeah.
And they're the loudest animal in the ocean that can, with the beluga whale.
Wow, really?
And again, I'm telling you. A year, 8 months ago, I didn't know any of this stuff, but once we got the name, I fast-forwarded on my knowledge on the pistol shrimp.
Big whale's going by telling the shrimp, keep it down. Like, he's real loud, you know, hey, keep it down.
Do you mind staying for one more segment? I want to talk more baseball with you, if you don't mind.
And I'll go rock trivia as well. I'd love to stay.
I will not. John, the coach and owner of the DuPage Pistol Shrimp. You can go to Pistol Shrimp, DuPagePistolShrimp.com for ticket information and for all where the stadium is. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. The park is right over there at Benedictine University at the corner of Maple Avenue and College Road, which is easy to reach by Interstate 355 or by, you know, the I-88. Is that the Ronald Reagan? We'll talk about more of that when we come back on 720 WGN.